Zootopia, a gleaming city where animals of all breeds, predator and prey alike, live together in peace and harmony.
Hi, I'm Judy, your new neighbor.
Yeah, well, we're loud.
Don't expect us to apologize.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Zootopia.
It's a massive worldwide Disney animated hit and the current 2016 number one global box office champion. Most critics have loved Zootopia and many parents are enjoying this PG-rated animated feature even more than their children. So what do I have to say about it? To be completely honest, I'm not really sure. On the one hand, I find the craft of Zootopia to be absolutely top-notch. The richly detailed animal worlds, the sharp screenplay, the mature direction, the wonderful voice work from actors like Jennifer Goodwin, Idris Elba, J.K. Simmons, and Octavia Spencer, and the simple story of a little rabbit from Bunny Burrow wanting to push beyond her expected path to become a police officer in the big city is expertly woven into a more complex narrative of overcoming prejudice and stereotypes. However, Zootopia also tended to feel a bit heavy-handed and overly preachy, and its pace sometimes flagged. 15 minutes less would have streamlined its message a bit more, and it's a good message, as well as a timely one. So I'm going to recommend it for now for its successes, but I'd like to see it again before realizing where it will place among 2016's better films. At the very least, it has people talking. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website. It has all of his long-form reviews. You go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back next week. The Muni Meter. Do you have the Muni Meter in your area? Well, it's been in many parts of the country for several years. It is quite an annoying device. It is this one contraption that has taken the place of individual parking meters. So if you're in a very busy city, or even in a resort area in the summertime, it can be a huge pain in the neck. All right, let me set the scene for you. There is a town not far from me that I've been going to in the summertime since I was a tiny, tiny little boy. There was always a parking meter there, so you knew to bring change. Back in the day, nickels and dimes. Now, tons and tons of quarters, but no more. Because when you go there, if you are lucky enough to find a spot, there is no parking meter there. So you're thinking, oh, this is quite nice. The local government is quite benevolent. I park for free. No. You gotta search out and find the Muni meter. It's this one centralized location, okay? George Orwell's warnings are coming to fruition here. So you walk down the street around the corner and down the other block, and there it is. And there's 90 people standing in line so they can get their ticket from the Muni meter. You put money in for as much time as you want to buy. And then even after you walk down to this thing, you've then got to take this slip of paper and walk all the way back and put it on your dashboard so that when Mr. Parking Cop comes by, he sees that you are paid until a certain time. What a pain in the neck. What an awful way to start a day at the beach. And in New York City, they do the same thing now. You got to find this thing and you got to pay it and then you got to walk back to the car. But let's go back to the beach for a moment. Let's set the scene. It's 96 degrees. There is a heat index of 122. And you're carrying everything you need for your day on the beach. You've got chairs and bags and towels and sunglasses and slippery sunscreen. And you're trying to keep an eye as to where your kid is and everything else. And all of a sudden, you got to hunt out the Muni meter. So you're standing there in line with 35 very sweaty people, very annoyed people. And then you get up to it and you realize, oh, I'm not taking cash right now. You must pay with your credit or debit card. And I don't want to stick my credit or debit card into this thing. I don't trust these machines. If they can't keep track and keep these ATMs secure right in the bank, I'm going to then trust my card into this contraption on the side of the road that people walk by and kick and hit and spit on that anyone can go fishing in anyway. So you have to do it unless you want a nice parking ticket when you get back or if you don't want your car towed away when you get back. It literally handles an area with maybe 200 to 300 spots. So if everybody comes virtually at the same time, let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, to get a full day on the beach, everybody is standing on line in the blistering heat to be able to pay this thing. And again, I don't trust putting my card in it. And then the other thing, even if it does accept cash, it has to be these pristine bills that have just come out of the mint 14 minutes ago, because if the thing has a slight wrinkle in it, it'll spit it back out at you. You know, that's a little cute when you're trying to buy a Twix bar at work at break time, but when you're standing there with hot kids and a nasty wife and you're carrying 19 chairs and an umbrella and you're trying to pay for parking, it's a real pain in the neck. So somewhere these city planners and these city engineers that think, I have this idea that will save us money and will improve the quality of life of everyone. They don't know what the hell they're doing, folks. So go pay for your parking and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever thought about the ethics associated with parenting? Actually, there are three ethical principles required to raise children responsibly. Here's the philosophical science of it. First, you must teach your children a social ethic, a how to get along with others, and most parents excel here. Next, an individual ethic, how to take care of themselves mentally and physically. Parents, they excel here too. The third area, well, most parents fall short when it comes to teaching their child why they're here. It's kind of like a roadmap that helps them find meaning in life. What's the cheap psychological trick? Mastering two out of three ethics is good, but it takes all three ethics to develop a love for living. Maybe you ought to ask your child, what do you want to do with your life? Maybe you ought to ask a little more often. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was an all-star as a player and a champion as a coach. At the height of his playing career, he was on the wrong end of a punch that shattered his face. He went on to coach the Houston Rockets to back-to-back titles in the mid-1990s.
The Houston Rockets are NBA champions.
So where is Rudy Tomjanovich now? Rudy left the Rockets in 2003 and coached the Lakers for part of the 2004-2005 season until he was diagnosed with bladder cancer. He then became a scout for the Lakers. Plus, he was the focus of a book called The Punch, written about that infamous punching incident.
1970, Kermit Washington punches Rocket Rudy T. Facial reconstruction needed.
That's one moment Rudy T. wishes never happened. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.